Blackstone Audiobooks presents Saving the Queen, a Blackford Oaks Mystery by William F. Buckley, Jr. Prologue. His three friends, his closest professional friends, were there at dinner in part because they weren't the type of people you have to tell it is time to leave. They could have stayed on to discuss the business at hand indefinitely, but really it would have been repetitious. Sometimes it doesn't matter if you say the same thing again and again in three or four different ways. It is a subtle technique for advancing a position, dangling it high so that you can look at it from different angles, letting all the facets shine. But there were objections to doing so tonight. For one thing, he was right up against the deadline and had to save those final hours to make his own decision. For another, the alternatives had not been raised at the dinner table for the first time. They had been at the center of conversation among the highest officials of the Central Intelligence Agency ever since it had been resolved that a special panel, headed by the Vice President, would interrogate them deeply about the kind of thing the CIA had been doing. For a while it was expected, within the organization, that a party line would be laid down by the director. But as the days went on, it became clear that he was not intending to do anything of the sort. Perhaps in other days. But Watergate had just come and was not by any means yet gone. There a party line had been laid down.